history. The patient is a pleasant 66-year-old African-American male with no past medical history, referred for lateral ankle pain and elevated CK. He states that he gets ankle pain occasionally, with weight bearing with mild swelling around the ankles for a few months. He denies any muscle weakness, dysphagia or shortness of breath. He denies any rashes or ulcers or Raynaud's symptoms, photosensitivity, dry eyes, dry mouth. He states that he was on a statin, which was discontinued 3 months ago. He denies any myalgias. He denies any other joint symptoms except for the ankles. He denies any rashes, uveitis symptoms, fevers, chills, weight loss, lymphadenopathy, or shortness of breath. He does admit a mild non-productive cough, which he has had for a few weeks. He denies any recent travel. He denies any HIV risk factors. Past medical history. Hyperlipidemia. Medications. None. Social history. He denies smoking. Denies alcohol use. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Family history. Non-contributory. Preventive medicine. He states that he is up to date with his colorectal screening as well as prostate exams. Physical examination. Vital signs. On exam, his blood pressure is 122/80. General. He is a well-nourished, well-developed male in no acute distress. HENT. There is no heliotrope rash. There is no lymphadenopathy. Throat is clear. Lungs, clear to auscultation laterally. Heart, normal S1, S2. Extremities, there is no rash. There is no papal. There is no synovitis. His motor strength is 5/5 in both upper and lower extremities proximally and as well as distally. There is some questionable soft tissue swelling around the medial aspect of both ankles without any tenderness, warmth or erythema. He does have past plainness in both feet. Assessment. This is a 56-year-old male with lateral ankle pain and elevated CPK. Plan. 1. My suspicion for an inflammatory myositis is not particularly high at this time. However, I will check specific antibodies for completeness. The lateral ankle pain and elevated CKS may occasionally occur with sarcoidosis, and thus I will also check an ACE level on a chest X-ray. Of note is that he does have symptoms of cough recently. 2. Given his arthralgias and mild leukopenia, I will also check an AMA, Smith and RNT as well as SSA and SSB to rule out SLE. He has had negative double-stranded DNA already. 3. He has been given a prescription for naproxen 500 mg once a day with food TRN. Pain for the ankles, adverse effects of naproxen and side effects were discussed with the patient and all questions were answered. 4. I have asked them to follow up with me in about 4 weeks to review the blood work results as well as X-ray.